More control by the federal government must be put into place. More controls by the Federal Reserve, more controls by the federal government, meaning that we're going to see more emergency orders from the White House, emergency orders to do certain things, to do dramatic and drastic, take drastic steps to put people around the country under control of the federal government more and more and more over the coming year.
You had a wonderful weekend. President Trump provided more support for the 2024 election, that it will not be stolen. And he still shows that he's fighting for the 2020 election, the stolen one. He still talks about it. The media is now throwing fear tactics into the wind, trying to scare us, scare everyone about President Trump. Actually, the scare is for them. The media is now all over this. The narrative is changing. They want folks to be scared of President Trump. We are continuing this battle to keep the information flowing where the media will never go. We're going to find out towards the end of this video about what we're really fighting against. Hang on. Here we go.
How strong that team is, making his way into the building. One of the bigger mixed martial arts fans I know, President Donald Trump, taking his octagon side seat for UFC 295. We got two title fights coming up at UFC 295 here in a matter of moments, live from Madison Square Garden. And President Trump will be here to witness all of it. Four of the very best fighters in the world set to take their cracks at light heavyweight and interim heavyweight gold, respectively. We move over to pay-per-view shortly. Thank you all for being here for the prelim coverage. But as you know, best is yet to come. Main card for UFC 295, live on ESPN Plus, pay-per-view from Madison Square Garden. Starts right now.
There's President Trump entering UFC 295. Amazing fight there at the end, if you didn't catch it. Alex Pereira and Jerry, I'm not going to give away the winner, but amazing fight. But I noticed a few things here. One of them was Bill Burr. He's some comedian guy, and his wife was flicking him off as he was walking through. She was caught. It's been shared all over the social media. I don't need to show it to you. But he entered with Tucker Carlson, Kid Rock, Dana White. And another thing I noticed as he entered this stadium, the Madison Square Garden, were just hosts, one after another, what appeared to be Secret Service agents with earpieces in. As he walked through, you can see them. One, two, I see three, four, five, six, just in this frame alone. As he continued, well, seven, as he continues to move forward, you can see more here, one, two, as he continues to move forward. And then in the another angle that I noticed, folks were standing in the front of him and continued to move forward. And I thought, you know, why would he go to such an event without protection? It seemed like as I went back through this, you can see this guy on the right, this guy on the left, they're all watching over him, looking at every single person. I'm sure it was difficult to get near the front area to get around President Trump. And so it just shows you the amount of protection that he's had. And I noticed another thing as we were watching this play out, as he went into this particular place, why does Donald Trump still have motorcade like this? If you're looking at your screen, you can see just one SUV after another. 45 has left the building, says Dan Scavino Jr., and he showed this clip. He wants us to see it from the UFC 295. And it just seems like he's got the kind of, he's got the kind of protection. This with the comm trucks, with the ambulance, with all these other things that are pulling through, it makes you wonder even more so what we've been saying all along. Did he ever leave in the first place? And so as we move forward, I'm going to show you this clip first as he had an interview here recently comments on all of the things that are going on here. Check it out.
Coming back to the U.S., you appointed three Supreme Court justices. Yeah. How do you view the legacy of your nominations and the impact they've had on decisions?
And this is Univision.
Ranging from Roe v. Wade, yeah. Immigration, gay marriage.
Well, everybody thought Roe v. Wade wouldn't ever happen, and now it did. And we were able to stop a very radical agenda, the Democrats, with killing babies after birth, killing babies in the ninth month, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I happen to be like Reagan in terms of exceptions. I think the exceptions are very, very important, meaning the life of the mother and rape, incest, etc. And I think it's very important. I think most Republicans are there. I think when you don't have exceptions, it becomes a very difficult issue politically. I think it's very hard to win, and I think you see that. But we stopped a very radical agenda, and something will be worked out now because of what we were able to do. That was a tremendous thing when we did that. But, you know, if you look at the agenda, the radicals are really the Democrats because they'll kill babies in their eighth and ninth month, and they'll kill babies after birth. If you look at the governor, the former governor of Virginia, kill babies after birth. We had a decision the other day, not too long ago, where getting into a school, getting into a college now, is going to be based on performance. It's going to be based on merit. Nobody thought that would ever happen. So now a lot of people getting into college, they have terrible marks and they have bad everything, and they get in over somebody that has all A's, straight A students. And that was a very pleasant surprise to a lot of people that want to see America be great, that want to see the people that worked hard to get those great marks are now going to be getting into colleges where they couldn't get in before because other people were taking their place. That was a shocking decision because nobody thought anybody would have the courage to do it. It's the right thing to do. In terms of a country, it's the right thing to do. Many great decisions have come about. I was fortunate enough to appoint three great justices, but I appointed three. That's a lot. You know, you have presidents that were there for a long time that didn't get three. That's a lot. And it is interesting that if I should win again, you have a lot of potential justices, because, you know, if you go by age and if you go by other things, you could have a couple of more. But I had three. I was very lucky in that sense. I had three. And young people, you know, it's very interesting. I had some people that were older and very good, but they said, no, we want young because they'll be there for a long period of time. So we did a good job. We also got 300 regular federal judges. We got Court of Appeals judges. We put over 300 people. It's a record on the bench, more than any other president. Think of that, 300 federal judges. I think it's 32% of the judiciary is put there by Trump. And that's made a very big difference, too.
How has it made a difference? Well, Ultra Pepe Lives Matter said Trump comments on the legacy of his monumental appointment of Supreme Court justices in the fall of Roe v. Wade. He even hints that if he wins again, he would appoint multiple more justices. You guys catch that? It makes you wonder if he ever left. And I'm going to show you this clip before we move on. Fletch 17 shared the left losing their minds over what Trump said in New Hampshire. Let's see. What would they lose their minds over right about here?
Imagine President Xi is like central casting. There's nobody in Hollywood that can play the role of President Xi. The look, the strength, the voice. We will begin immediately negotiation. And I say, loosen up. I say, loosen up. I had a great relationship with him until COVID. Then I said, that's the end of that. But I did. It's good to have a good relationship with Putin and Xi and all these people. They have lots of nuclear weapons. And Kim Jong-un I had a good relationship with. He's a tough, smart guy. You know, when I call these people smart, the press always says, he said he was smart. I'm supposed to say they're not intelligent people. President Xi in China controls 1.4 billion people, with an iron hand, no drug problems. You know why they have no drug problems? Death penalty for the drug dealers.
Wow. And then he takes a poll to see how many want the death penalty. But interesting, because he brought up central casting, and he had a little too much of a deep voice, and I had to tell him to tone it down. Well, who's directing the central casting? We know. All right, even though. Anyway, he even hints that if he wins again, he would appoint those justices. Despite the fact that Ohio recently put abortion into its state law, we still have 14 states that have banned abortion, which is absolutely incredible and has saved countless children. Although the battle isn't over, it's good to remember how far we've come. So you track the abortion bans across the country. You can see that by the New York Times, November 7th. Full ban, you can see the darker color, 6 weeks, a little bit lighter. Caramel, 12 weeks lighter than that, and 15 to 18 weeks, you can see those. So, of course, the media was all over that, trying to say that the 2023 election was all about abortion. I think I found that here. Oh, yeah. New York Times said how abortion lifted Democrats and more takeaways from Tuesday's elections. Abortion rights win big. CBS News election 2023 results. Democrats pick up wins on Ohio abortion ballot measure. ABC News, Forbes, The Guardian, AP, NBC, and Reuters. Abortion rights advocates. Democrats score wins in U.S. election. So they're trying to convince you that taking the babies away from people, sacrificing them to Moloch, is actually a good thing if you want to win in politics. And so, again, I remind folks, not judging those that have done that. I'm telling you that we are all sinners. We've all made mistakes, huge mistakes in our lives. And I want to let you know, if you reach out to us at contact@amweknow.com, we have connections with folks who will support you and help you if you're struggling in that area, okay? We're just pointing out the facts. Many that are hurting from it, feeling guilty from it, there are folks out there that can help you. And so another thing about the judges, judge crushes ATF AR-15 gun ban. Win for the Second Amendment. Trump appointed U.S. District Court Judge Matthew, I can't say his last name, K-A-C-S-M-A-R-Y-K, I'll just guess Kaczmarek, blocked Biden's ban on AR-15-style pistols. Do you understand how important it was that Hillary was not elected? What if she got in? What if she got 3+ Supreme Court judges? What if she got 300+ judges? Very interesting. And again, thank God for Donald Trump. Now, as we're heading into this next segment, I've got a lot of stuff from CNN, how they're going after President Trump, calling him basically a dictator and trying to warn everybody of all the signs. I'm going to show you that in a moment. First, I wanted to show you these bio-optimizers. Pretty cool. Exciting announcement. Bio-optimizers Black Friday mega sale is happening now and will last throughout the entire month of November. And listen carefully, because this mega deal is available only for my listeners, only with my code. Now, we all have those ever-growing Black Friday wish lists, but this year I challenge you to make your health a top priority. Instead of those impulse purchases, let's focus on what really matters. We all know the importance of sleep when it comes to our overall well-being. And while some might say you can't buy a good night's sleep, I'm here to tell you that, yes, you absolutely can. I'm talking about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bio Optimizers, a true game changer in the quest for a better night's sleep. So keep in mind that when you supply your body with these essential magnesium forms, you're in for an incredible upgrade. Magnesium supports a balanced inflammatory response, promotes healthy restorative sleep, relaxation, calmness, and better stress response. Bio-Optimizer's Black Friday mega sale is happening right now and lasting throughout the entire month of November. The biggest discount you can get in amazing gifts with purchase are available only on my page, biooptimizers.com/LT with the code LT10. Choose your health over unnecessary things this Black Friday. Head over to biooptimizers.com/LT and enter code LT10 at checkout.
He is elected again, is looking more autocratic than democratic, more vengeance than governance. And how do we know that? Well, his own words. Item number one, revenge.
This is Communist News Network. For those listening in, that would be called CNN.
Washington Post reports that he and his allies are plotting to take control of the Justice Department to punish his perceived enemies. Now, this includes President Biden and many of his own former officials, from John Kelly to Bill Barr. It's something that Trump also admits out loud.
If I happen to be president and I see somebody who's doing well and beating me very badly, I say, go down and indict them. Mostly that would be, you know, they would be out of business. They'd be out. They'd be out of the election.
Now, a reminder that he floated the death penalty for retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. Item number two, he's planning to purge.
Excuse me, I've got to get back to that point too.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley. Item number two, he's planning to purge the government of employees to install his own loyalists. Axios reported that 50,000 workers could lose protections, including those in national security posts, intelligence, law enforcement, the State Department, even the military. And of course, he has also said that part out loud as well.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country.
Item number three, he wants to consolidate presidential power. The New York Times reporting that he would increase his grip on every part of the federal government, from the FCC to the Trade Commission. He could also even refuse to spend money the way that Congress intended. Item number four, he's once again teasing even more travel bans for a wide swath of people. Again, he's saying it out loud.
And in my second term, we're going to expand each and every one of those bans because we have no choice. We aren't bringing in anyone from Gaza, Syria, Somalia, Yemen, or Libya, or anywhere else that threatens our security.
And what's wrong with that? Continue.
Number five, ideological tests for anyone trying to enter the United States.
Oh, that sounds... All of these that she is spouting out are actually, in our opinion, wonderful things, as most Americans want our protection and more. Let's continue.
I will implement strong ideological screening of all immigrants. If you don't like our religion, which a lot of them don't, if you sympathize with jihadists, then we don't want you in our country and you are not getting in, right? We don't want you. Get out of here. You're fired.
Item number six. In addition to banning many from entering, he is also vowing a historic removal.
And we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
It's almost as if Communist News Network put this together to basically get folks to say, wow, what an amazing guy, but they have to float it as a negative type of reporting, and they're using the enemy of the people, the mainstream media, New York Times, the Washington Compost, I mean, the Washington Post, all of these folks, and see if they take them down, will they have a trial? Let's see what President Trump said here recently in, I believe this is New Hampshire. Check this out.
They said, sir, do you want a trial with or without cameras? Now, most people would say without. I say the opposite. I want this trial to be seen by everybody in the world.
So he wants his trial to be seen by everybody in the world, but you know what that would do? Then it would entertain everyone to the point where you want to see other trials playing out. And the people celebrate.
The prosecution wishes to continue this travesty in darkness, and I want sunlight. That's a nice way of saying it. Isn't that pretty? I want sunlight. I want everything exposed to the public, including the election fraud, because this is all about election fraud, which took place in 2020 and the 2020 presidential election, so that such a thing can never happen again to our country. You know,
bringing up 2020 once again. Now, it's very interesting because we had a great conversation today as we had our fellowship meeting gathering, basically the AUK Fellows program. And we got together and we just shared a lot of stuff that I see going on that I wouldn't share openly and publicly, just certain things that I just keep to myself. But we had a great open discussion. There's a lot of folks, you know, we had great talk about and questions coming in about why aren't we seeing the evidence yet of the 2020 election and how it's playing out? And those are tough questions. And the only answer that I could think of at that particular moment, and just would share it here because it's a great question, would be, aren't we glad that we have President Trump alive, that he's giving speeches, and that he continues to let us know that they are looking into the 2020 election and he has not conceded yet? And remember back in the 2020 election that before the election, he kept saying they're going to steal it with these mail-in ballots. They're going to steal the election. He kept warning us over and over again, and they did. And now as we're leaning into 2024, what is he stating? He's stating that they are not going to steal the 2024 election, and he said, we'll make sure of it. I believe he said we are going to make sure of it. I believe, and I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but if he's saying we, then who are the we? What team is that? All right, let's continue with Communist News Network.
Number 7, also involving immigration, Trump threatening to restart family separations, taking children away from their parents at the border. Remember, some of these families were never reunited.
When you say to a family that if you come, we're going to break you up, they don't come.
Now, you may recall that his administration actually first denied that this was happening at all, and now he...
Anyway, I've had enough of listening to her. So she's basically showing over and over again what they don't want you to see from the Obamas who had everybody in cages. We don't want to see the Obamas who basically, if you went against him, he made sure he put you away. Remember Dinesh D'Souza? Tiny little extra money that he gave to somebody's campaign, and they had him arrested and put him in jail. And, of course, Dinesh took it well and created a film to expose all of the evil ones and how they jail everyone and more. It was really good. And so they go on with a lot more. Let's see. He's planning to purge the government of employees to install his own loyalists. Oh, my goodness. He's threatening to protect children from crossing the border. Is that right? He's... pardoning many of those convicted in January 6th attack. Good. Because they didn't do anything wrong. If anything, go after the folks that did the entire show the Woos News video again. Good night. You know what? That makes me want to show it just a little bit more of that clip in case you guys haven't gone. I left it in the description box below if you want to go check it out. I mean, guys, the coverage of this from different angles showing you how they did this whole thing, how they played this all out in front of us. It's absolutely amazing. We left off with Ray Epps as he was making sure he's doing his part, directing traffic for this movie that was produced.
Back on the east side, things are cooking up here. Still behind Obstacle 1.
But not for long.
Meanwhile, at the Northwest Scaffolding, welcome to Obstacle 3. That's right, in about 30 seconds, our crisis actors are going to breach it and climb to the top, where they'll meet Obstacle 5. But first, midway, they must defeat Obstacle 4.
Let's get ready to kayfabe!
Yeah! Look alive, everyone!
And background!
And there they go, and they just flutter up. Hey, there's Happy! Look at this guy in the corner, like he's eating a box of bath salts. Yeah, it's a Bible and bath salt kind of party. Now watch this guy. Yep, holding the Bible up for the cameras. And there's Hawaii Proud Boys leader, Nick Oakes, who we'll come back to later. And now Jacob Chansley has come down from his treehouse. And oh, incoming. Yep, posing with the rosary. Meanwhile, a cop gives instructions to U.S. Marine Corps war veteran / digital and forensic reporter, Chris Jones.
What the hell is that about?
Inside, our actors are preparing to overcome Obstacle 4. Now this footage comes from the New Yorker's veteran war correspondent, Luke Mogelson. Yeah, it's just slap and tickle all over again.
What is happening?
As Data gets it all. Hey, it's Lieutenant Trapper and Carl doing nothing. At the same time, notice this cop pops through the tarp to ask Ranger for the knife that's lying here so he can cut it, which will allow for more people to enter and further expose the scaffolding to our photographers. Now,
you guys get it. Keep showing this to you again. You got to go check it out if you haven't looked at it yet. Good night. It was great work. Great work. Great graphics. Anyway. President Trump will use the military to squash protests. He will remove us from NATO. Oh, thank goodness. His vision, one that includes retribution at the heart of it. Has anyone got a problem with this? Oh, man. Oh, let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, Fletch 17. Let's see who agrees. Release the list. Release the Epstein client list. Release the J6 government infiltrator list. Oh, yes, that would be great. the JFK assassination involvement list, the list of folks involved in the COVID-19 scam, the list of dual citizenships in government, the list of government members who have had sexual misconduct claims and used our tax dollars to pay them off. You guys remember that one? It was a while back. Released the list of insider trading of people in government, the list of people who were involved in 9/11, the list of donors to the Clinton Foundation and their benefactors, the list of people who attended the hot dog party at Obama White House. You guys remember that? I think it's $65,000 for a hot dog party at 1 a.m., and we know what hot dog stands for now. Released the list of visitors to Biden White House on Cocaine Day. Released the list of George Soros' payroll. The list of companies who provided fake ballots in 2020. And the list of all 2020 mules. Speaking of the mules, Fulton County, Georgia, President Trump says, acknowledges in a major consent decree that 3,600 individual ballots were duplicated, 36 batches. That's a lot of crime. When are the rest of the facts coming out? We are all waiting. This is just the beginning. Unbelievable. And that connects to 1834 time of post, which says they never thought she would lose. Now they all lose. Oh, man. I just love it. Don't you just love it? It makes me think of that song, Chick-a-boom, Chick-a-boom, don't you do that? I don't know. Whatever. Just thinking of stuff like that. And also thinking about our website, andweknow.com. If you guys go to andweknow.com, you're going to notice that we have really some cool goodies there. Some that my son has been working hard on to make sure that it's up and running properly. And he just brought all of our podcasts, I believe 300 or 400 of them, over to our Podbean that we just created. And you go up to Ock Podcast, you can listen to us, or you can listen over here on the far right. Now, when you click on that, you'll notice we have our podcasts, and you can download them and share them here. And you just scroll down, and you keep going to each one of our podcasts and listen in. And it's great to go to. And guess what we're going to start doing? We're going to start uploading content here that's exclusively for Podbean, where I'm going to have conversations with my sons, with other people that I know that might not be related too much to the news, but things that we're dealing with, how we're updating our sites, what we're doing, details more on the cruise, which I'm probably going to upload Tuesday, and more. So you might want to get an exclusive, signing up for and following our Podbean there. That would be really cool. Also, you're going to see all types of things here where you got the Etsy with LT, August 11th through 18th, 2024. We're going to be able to do great things together, hang out, fellowship members, and more. It's just really, really cool. Also, you're going to notice that we have our patriotlight.com is up and running. We've got all types of sources there, and I'm just in love with it, as it's got all the resources that you guys are looking for that we put out in a lot of our videos. And one of the big ones that you'll see is social news. We make sure that we put those social media folks that we follow and we love to hear from all together in one spot, almost like a Drudge Report type of thing. But we got to try to get the resources put together that you guys trust, and then also a faith section, also world news, politics, and more. I'm just making sure you guys know that. Also, my son wanted me to let you guys know that it's Ock828 is our is where our Instagram can be found, and Instagram no. No, Facebook. I'm sorry, Ock828 on Facebook and Instagram, The Patriot Light. Pretty cool. And you can find all of our gear, sweatshirt, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, tanks. This month's subscription box is here. So you can see there are the shirts that come out that are different from the others that go specifically to the subscription box. And I can't say it, subscription. And now we have the new welcome mats. They've arrived. Pretty cool. And also wanted to show you this. Really cool. Hi, LT. My mom, Kazuko Wachi, is 82, and she's been listening to all of your programs for the past several years. She read your book and loves your show. She's awake because of all you do, so thank you. She even shares the links to your show with her friends. We love the Lord, and thank you for all your hard work and diligence through all the ups and downs. Maybe you could share a photo in one of your episodes. Here we are. She really would love it. We still love you and your show. We'll continue to support you. Domo arigato. So, yoshiku onegaishimasu. Domo arigato gozaimasu. Huntoni totemo arigato. So, anyway, here's some more great pictures of patriots wearing your gear.
start with a virus, import it into America, talk about it nonstop, call some governors, not them, that's your guys, put patients into nursing homes, kill thousands, blame the president, keep blaming, blame some more, lock down small business, kill the economy, push mail-in voting, stoke a race war, call for riots, pick a candidate, no, not her, yeah, that's more like it, lock him in his basement, shield him from the press, don't cover this, keep doing that, ignore the economic recovery, downplay the world peace, pump the polls, pump, don't stop pumping, install your software in swing states. That was fast. Take control of polling stations. Call off the election when you're losing. Kick everyone out. Pull out all the extra ballots. Get the software to do its thing. Get the media to say it's over. Call the big tech guys. Ban anyone who notices. Act like the whole thing never happened. Stealing the most powerful republic in the world. It's that easy.
That easy. This came out, to let us know how they stole the election. Very simple. Great reminder for all of us as that goes out to everyone. And as we head into that world of stolen elections, Carrie Lake, remember, had hers stolen. Well, Carrie Lake took on two leftist reporters from Showtime's show, The Circus. Thought you'd enjoy this.
And I will say again.
What do you need, again, Jay, what do you need to hear to feel okay with this?
I'm done. Yeah. Okay. Direct question. Just answer the question. It's a simple factual question. Steve asked it. Answer it.
You were on the VP shortlist, though. Do you feel like you're on the VP shortlist?
You know what? Steve, and both of you, this is a creation of the media. I will tell you this. I'm a fed up mom, okay? And there's tens of millions of moms just like me. I'm not worried about who Trump picks for a VP. He's going to pick someone great. Frankly, if there's like any president who doesn't need a VP, it's him. But let me tell you this.
It's like a dictator kind of situation where you wouldn't
I will
need a
tell
VP.
You. Yeah, that's really funny. This is called The Circus, right? We got Bozo and Bozo's friend.
Bozo and Bozo's friend. They think they're so smart. They're really dumb.
But let me tell you, I don't care who Trump picks as his VP. What I care about is that the people in Arizona have a secure border, that we don't have fentanyl pouring across our country. Have you ever talked to a mother?
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to a mother who's lost a son or daughter to fentanyl poisoning? You wouldn't be acting cocky like this, okay? Oh, I got your mic. I'm going to go flush it down the toilet right now.
You guys, I got to get her downstairs.
Thanks, guys.
Out.
Here you go.
Thank you
guys.
Thanks, Karen.
Bye, guys. I know the cameramen are actually conservatives, and you really literally can't stand what you have to record every day. Because I'll tell you this right now. The cameramen are usually independent operators.
Amen.
And you're entrepreneurs. And you know that some of the stuff you guys have to record is just nonsense. So I am with you, and the American people are with you. We want you to be doing better. We want the middle class to be doing better. And thank you for your time.
Outstanding. She took the time. She didn't have to go over and talk to the cameraman because she knows what they go through. They've got to make money, put food on the table, and they have to record this junk all the time. It was just great that she took the time to care for them. Don't you agree? Folks that aren't getting tender, loving care would be folks like Hillary, if she's still around. He's going to throw us all in jail, Hillary Clinton says. Trump will be worse second time. That's right. He will. Let's play this.
And yet, the hand-wringing and cocktail party speculation about an alternative to Joe Biden is continuing, will continue. Guess what? Joe Biden isn't perfect. No candidate is, by the way. But we have to understand what the alternative is here. If elected to a second term, Donald Trump would prosecute anyone he deems an enemy, unleash troops on protesters, and essentially unravel the rule of law as we know it. And this time, he plans to line his administration with people who will actually help him do it. But sure, Joe Biden is 3 years older and occasionally trips over things. Look, there's a lot to be concerned about right now when it comes to a second Trump term. The speeches are getting much more disturbing and much more unhinged, and we should all hear it that way.
Oh, revenge of the 45th. Old Jen Psaki herself, the trained agent, trained communist. Yeah, let's blame all this stuff on Trump, you know, this, how terrible he is and what he's going to bring to the table. Let's not talk about the police officers sheltering inside, Hamas supporters in New York City, surrounded Grand Central Station and attempting to breach the outer doors to reach police officers sheltering inside. Will there ever be a clearer image to support the Second Amendment? Question from Real James Woods. Isn't that something? Oh, boy. We just keep going and seeing more of this stuff play out. Let's see. New York Times is freaking out. Trump leads in five critical states as voters blast Biden. And let's see. Biden trails Trump in five battleground states. Forbes. Politico. Trump has edge over Biden. Let's see. NBC News. Biden trails Trump in key battlegrounds. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Daily Beast. The Guardian. Vanity Fair. Communist News Network. Politics and more. Let's see.
To me, peace through strength is not just a political slogan. It's actually a moral duty. And it's my commitment to you, the American people, but you will not have World War III. You know, we were respected when I was president. We were respected by China.
Yeah. As all this information keeps coming out, as he keeps getting bigger and bigger leads, and they keep trying to figure out how to destroy him by calling him a dictator, and that he's going to have revenge on everyone and more. We have to wonder, is he going to get the support that he needs? I mean, the RNC, are they going to be able to support him? Well, it turns out that Ronna Mitt Romney continues her humiliating losing streak, says Benny Johnson, by having a hysterical meltdown. Live on air on Fox News.
All right, joining me now, Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Ronna, thanks so much for being with us. Vivek and others are saying that under your leadership, Republicans have lost election after election, and positing the question, you know, why should you retain your job given the track record of the party under your leadership? And to that, what do you say?
Well, first, I'm going to continue to focus on Joe Biden and Democrats. And I think there was a moment missed during that debate by Vivek to talk about the fact that we still have 13 American hostages in Israel. The fact that for the first time ever in the history of either party, we had a Jewish co-sponsor for a debate. And we are in very perilous times in our country. And I do think Republican voters, and I hear this echoed all the time, are tired of the circular firing squad within our party. And they're saying, can we please talk about Joe Biden and the Democrats and the border and fentanyl and crime and what's happening to our kids and inflation? But I'll definitely defend my record as chair. Listen,
yeah, I mean, Ronna, I agree with you. Let me just say, I mean, all that you just said, I couldn't agree with more. But and you're right. I mean, obviously that should be a key focus. But I know you believe in accountability. You talk about it all the time. I mean, everyone. I mean, I'm accountable.
So
you're right.
Some accountability.
Okay, that's what I asked you, and you went into another.
Yeah, but I was
going to
go there. Sorry.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you for at least calling her out on that. Thank you. So how does she respond?
I took too long on the answer, but I was getting there. I'm not trying to avoid anything. Let me promise you that, Laura. Listen, when Vivek didn't vote in 2016, I was leading Michigan to the first win in history in 30 years. In 2018, we defied the odds. We got three senators, people like Josh Hawley, that allowed President Trump to build the largest conservative majority on the Supreme Court. In 2022, the RNC, which is a turnout machine, right? We're not the messengers. We don't create the messages for the campaigns. Those are the consultants who get very, very well paid.
Well, one of the things, Ronna, that happened was, I think in Virginia, people were wondering where the money was, whether they were going to get some help from the RNC. And I know at one point you said that you were not asked for money in Virginia, but a source, a Republican source familiar with the Youngkin team in Virginia, told The Angle late tonight that is false. And well, there, meaning your story keeps changing. Anyone who thinks Virginia Republicans wouldn't want help when we knew we'd be outspent isn't being serious. You know, Ronna, they were outspent by $8 million.
Glenn Youngkin and it did a phenomenal job, and he raised a lot of money. A lot of people don't understand fundraising. I can't raise state dollars. I don't get unlimited convention and state dollars. And these were state House and state Senate races. The RNC is a federal committee. So, I mean, come on. Can you just, these are people who come after me all the time. They're on Twitter. They're all the time. And let's see their results. What did they do in Virginia? How much money did they give? But let me stand by something else. In 2022, Rana, we took back the House. And the RNC's part of that. We're building the road.
Got to roll. Go ahead and get unhinged and start getting upset with all the people that are talking about you on the internet. Speaking of that, NASA warns of internet apocalypse that could disable net for months. I'm going to show you a clip on that in a moment. It's pretty interesting. Before we go there, I want to make sure you guys hear about our Black Forest supplements. Well, we keep talking about these three-letter agencies. You know, they were once symbols of protection and order, seem to have been weaponized against us, the American people, especially the top 1%. We talk about it all the time. To give you an idea of the gravity of the situation, consider this. The IRS has amassed an arsenal of 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammo, 621 shotguns, and a lot more. The Department of VA, tasked with assisting our veterans, has acquired 11 million rounds of ammo. What's up with that? The U.S. Postal Service, the agency that delivers our mail, has a tactical team also. Man, that's a lot. If your government does not use deadly force on people raiding into your country, they don't defend those borders, but they'll use deadly force to collect your taxes, to enforce unconstitutional laws, then traitors have taken over our country. So a lot of stuff here, but we don't need to live in fear. I tell you what, though, the NMN, through all of this that's going on, this isn't just any supplement, it's a game changer. A recent Harvard study, which you can check out here, showed that NMN can help reduce weight, cholesterol, even blood pressure in overweight adults, and it's important to stay healthy in times like this. This thing has been dubbed the limitless pill and can take 10 to 20 years off of you. It's like the fountain of youth in a bottle. So here we go. I don't promote many people, but I respect these guys. They're fighters standing up for what's right. I asked them if they could offer a special deal for today. So especially since we're going deep into these topics, they agreed to an amazing buy two, get one free 48-hour deal. The stuff isn't cheap, so it's a great opportunity to stock up. Black Force Supplements is ready to fight for this. So check it out. It's in the description box below. BlackForestSupplements.com/LT. Buy two, get one free 48-hour promo.
Some of these solar storms can actually disrupt and even damage technology on Earth. The Carrington event, happened in the year 1859, stands as the strongest observed solar storm in modern human history. Now, that caused a lot of problems. It's back when we had the telegraph, but we almost had one in 2012. Earth narrowly missed that one. So if or when it happens, a solar storm that impacts the globe could become a $2 trillion disaster, because it is a magnetic energy that comes through with these storms, and that's where we could have problems. If it were to occur, might take a decade for us to recover. Some of the destruction of communication infrastructure could bring about the end of the internet. You heard me right. This idea was actually explored by a UC Irvine student. She researched the potential in her paper entitled Solar Superstorms, Planning for an Internet Apocalypse. One of the greatest dangers facing the internet with the potential for global impact is a powerful solar superstorm. Well, the federal government has actually assigned a team of scientists at George Mason University.
So why are they preparing us for showing us that we could have the internet down for a long, long time? What would they be scared of? Why would they share this information and show us these depictions that you can do in Hollywood? I don't know. I'm just going to throw this at you guys once again. Let you debate it. Genesis 1:14 says, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens." That would be in the water above. "In the heavens, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, for days and years. Let them be lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. What does a light bulb look like? Have you guys ever looked? "Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night." Does it say he put a rock up there? Does it say he put, he made the stars also? Does it say he put a big fiery ball up there? God set them, S-E-T, in the firmament of the heavens. Just wanted to make sure I threw that at you. You guys can figure out the rest if you want. Going further, if we go to the 822 mark here from Scotty Films, as he does tremendous work, I want to show this.
The Biden administration.
Go here, right, y'all. Speaking of all of this shutting down of internet and communications and more.
The Biden administration has just put forward a plan for digital equity. And it is a plan for all internet services and all infrastructure. According to FCC Commissioner Carr, President Biden's plan hands the administrative state effective control of all internet services and infrastructure in the country. Never before in the roughly 40-year history of the public internet has the FCC, or any federal agency for that matter, claimed this degree of control over it. The plan calls for the FCC to apply a far-reaching set of government controls that the agency has not applied to any technology in the modern era. You got that? This has never been done before. No communication devices have ever had this kind of control suggested by the government, let alone applied. He went on and said, Congress never contemplated the sweeping regulatory regime that President Biden asked the FCC to adopt, let alone authorize the agency to implement it. Here's what's happening. As with everything else the Biden administration is doing, his broadband policies are failing, and the building of internet infrastructure in this country, the price of it has gone through the roof. FCC wants new 5G broadband services, but it's all needlessly been blocked and delayed by new broadband infrastructure regulatory red tape. So the government is blocking the private sector from doing it and then using that to say, see, we need to take complete control. This is breathtaking control of all information.
All information. What kind of information? When we expose all of the folks who went to the island, maybe? When we expose all of those who were participating in 9/11, possibly? When we expose all those names that we never see on television through the internet to show them all of the lies, like maybe this one, the mother of infamous David DePape's children says that she believes the footage of the gay hammer attack was staged. That's the mother. You're not going to believe this, but San Francisco police testified that DePape's backpack contained two inflatable multicolor unicorn costumes. I'm sure it's nothing. They are now trying to blame the conspiracy theorist by saying that he believed that Hollywood and political elites promoted and facilitated trafficking of children. Oh, I was going to play this clip. Let's see, what other things could we they make sure we don't see? Oh, yeah, reminding folks that if you're a triple amputee Purple Heart veteran, they're going to basically frisk you at the airport on Veterans Day. But if you're an illegal alien you're assisted entering America unvetted in violation of federal law, just come on in. But then if you're a veteran, you've got your legs there, the amputee and all this, they're just going to frisk you like crazy to see if you're going to do anything when you get on board. Are you serious? That should be a crime. That is sickening. What other kind of things could they hide? Oh, they could hide that this guy here, he's making waves in America on MSNBC. This guy right here, I'm going to show you a clip. Watch this. And so if he was listening and he's screaming and they have intense violence at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza and he's screaming and he's showing his hand with blood on it. Well, let's see. What's interesting about this guy, just in case you guys are wondering how they play these things out sometimes. He died twice, and now he's back working for BBC. He was a freedom fighter. He was also a blood donor. He was a foster father. He was a war correspondent. He was actually a corpse that revived. He was a resilient patient that was dying. He was an American Idol. He was a radiology tech. And he's been a tour guide. And he's doing so good, they just keep rehiring him. Man, he must be making some big bucks, huh? Kind of reminds me of this, what Trump, with his recent conversation, talking about Israel-Gaza situation.
They learn to hate Jewish people in the earliest forms of school, whatever their form of school is. But, you know, hate Israel, hate people. It's very hard. There is no hatred like the Palestinian hatred of Israel and Jewish people. And probably the other way around also. I don't know. You know, it's not as obvious, but probably that's it too. So sometimes you have to let things play out and you have to see where it ends. The sad part is there would have never been an attack on Israel, and there would have never been a counterattack on
Gaza.
Yeah. I mean, Gaza, what's happening to Gaza? It's just unbelievable.
You've seen the images. You've heard the stories.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible on both sides. It would have never happened.
Interesting interview. President Trump saying we need to see how this plays out. And as this was playing out, I noticed on the social media side that this interview from Douglas Murray says what others are too scared to admit about Gaza, and he's playing this out. And I thought you guys would be interested in hearing some of this. Are you ready? Here we go.
What concerns me about what Israel is doing is not their efforts to get rid of Hamas, but because of the particular nature of Hamas embedding themselves among civilian populations with the massive amounts of civilian casualties that will inevitably come, and that figure will grow and grow and grow. Are we not, as Barack Obama warned, are we not creating here just an opportunity for far greater radicalization of all those young Palestinians who watched their loved ones get killed? Why would we imagine that at the end of all this, they're going to want to do anything other than to become a new version of Hamas in wanting to exact revenge for what happened to their families?
Well, two things. One is, if you just follow the logic of what Barack Obama said, then you just shouldn't do anything if you're Israel. You should be attacked and just sit back and say, great, we'll wait for the next one. But the second and more important thing is, your question supposes that there is a sort of peaceful Palestinian population in the Gaza who would love a two-state solution and then a few bad apples in Hamas. I think that's not true. Why is it that when one of the victims of the music festival, a poor young German Jewish girl, who it seems was raped and then brutally murdered and taken into the Gaza naked. Why was it that you can find, and anyone can find this online, a crowd of ordinary Gazans, it wasn't Hamas, it wasn't a Hamas rally, ordinary Gazans spitting on her body, hitting her body, mutilating her body further as it went down the street. Does that strike you, Piers, as a placid population of peacenik types who are just desperately waiting for a two-state solution to be put back on the table for the millionth time in the last 70-something years? It doesn't seem like that to me.
No, but there are over 2 million people in Gaza, and there weren't 2 million people in that video clip. There were a few hundred. So I don't like to make...
Yeah, well, a few hundred at random. A few hundred at random. And did you see anyone in it saying, hey, guys, stop. We're not meant to mutilate the bodies of girls or rape them in public. No, I didn't see that.
But then what you're really articulating, correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't what you're articulating really an endorsement of collective punishment, where you assume they're all guilty?
No.
And if they don't stand up to Hamas, they're also guilty. Well, And that's where people have a problem, I think, with the moral line here, which is
if you hold
all the Gazans equally responsible, then is that not collective punishment, which is illegal?
Well, first of all, there is some responsibility for the peoples in the Gaza. If you elect Hamas and they kill Fatah and then they remain in power for all of the years afterwards, I'm afraid that there is some responsibility of the people in that situation. You know, when the Germans had Adolf Hitler come to power and voted for him, we in Britain took the view that the German people were responsible in some way. So I'm not for collective punishment per se, but nor am I for this idea that there is something unique going on in the Israeli-Gaza context that we in Britain couldn't understand.
Actually, there is one unique thing.
In our own history, there have been very similar things.
But there is one unique thing, which is that the population of Gaza is pretty unique in that nearly half of the population are children. That is a unique situation.
No, I'll tell you what's unique about the population of Gaza. It's the only population in the world where people routinely claim Israelis are committing genocide, but which has a population boom all of the time. I mean, that strikes me as being quite an interesting thing about the Gaza. But as for the moral currency, I want to make a very, very important point, if I can say so, on this, which is, you know, people quite often abuse history and they say things all the time. I mean, about the only thing anyone from history knows is about the Nazis. Here's something I can tell you with absolute certainty, Piers, having not just seen some of the results of what Hamas did on the ground here in Israel a few weeks ago, but having watched the videos of the unedited footage, which I was one of the journalists was sadly allowed to see the other day. I can tell you one thing. The comparison between Hamas and the Nazis is insufficient. And there's an incoming.
So then he goes on, he starts seeing some rockets go over and he finishes. But I put it in the description box below for the entire interview. Just a very interesting take on all that's going on there. On the other side of news, the Canadian Jeffrey Epstein, Peter Nygaard, was found guilty of 4 sexual assault charges today. Nygaard's son spoke to the media after this monster is finally seeing some measure of justice.
It was that 2019 dinner where I saw him inappropriately touch a child. And I said something then, and I was attacked for that internally within the company and silenced. Told that I was crazy. That was the last time I saw him. And since then, it's been a massive effort to seek justice. And I saw him when he first took the stand, and I locked eyes again with him here after he was found guilty. And for me, it was emotional. But again, I'd like to stress, there are so many survivors out there who this is their day.
This is their day. Survivors. Survivors of a terrible, terrible thing when you look around and we see more and more of these folks being exposed, like the Ukrainian military officer coordinated Nord Stream pipeline attack. This came from the Washington Compost out of all places. What are they up to? These guys coming out, letting us know how this plays out for those who are in the front, those well-known folks like fashion moguls, Hollywood actors and actresses and singers.
I've been in rooms at the top of the top, which albums are prayed over demonically. Music is prayed over demonically. That goes out to the world, goes out to the radio stations, goes out to the public. And when you see that stuff and know that stuff, it's frightening.
What do you mean by that, Shane, prayed over demonically?
Rituals, ceremonies to give light to the devil, to Satan. It's a satanic music industry. If you look at what the music is today, the industry is today, for all your Sam Smiths to your Dojo Cats to your Beyoncés to, they are so demonic, it's unbelievable. And we can't, it's in front of us. It's something that we kind of go, oh, it's just music. But it really isn't. It's absolutely taken over the world, taken over our children, and taken over everything that's come into the times of world crisis.
All of this. Everything, almost everything that we see in Hollywood, in the music industry, and more, they pray over the music to Satan. He's letting you know. Other things here.
City bombing case, huge cover-up. Jack Kennedy's assassination, huge cover-up. Bobby Kennedy's assassination, huge cover-up. World Trade Center, huge cover-up. Okay, terrorism. They're using it as an excuse to take away our constitutional rights and our civil liberties.
Cosmic flame.
The Bilderbergs. The Illuminati, Bilderberg, New World Order, globalists are the element behind this. It dovetails into the satanic movement, and this movement has infiltrated into our intelligence community. once great FBI and the CIA.
The FBI whistleblower actually called House GOP soulless demons after voting to give the agency, the FBI agency, a new $300 million headquarters. Called out the House Republicans when they voted for the funds. Soulless demons. Another one that I saw, soulless demon. We started with the talk of President Trump and getting rid of doing the best he could to get Supreme Court justices in that could stop this abortion, this killing of babies. I wanted to show you this clip from a guy who actually does this for a living and tell me what you see.
You got to repent, sir, for murdering babies.
Why?
Because it's a sin before God.
Why?
Well,
stinky breath.
Yeah, why? That's pretty evil of you, sir.
Yeah, I am.
And then I hope and pray that you...
Yeah.
Well, that's what you do to babies, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I hope that you come to Christ, sir.
Oh, I'd never go to Christ.
I hope that you come to Christ,
no,
sir.
No, I don't go to Christ.
Yeah,
I don't listen to Christ.
You will have a darkened heart, sir.
I do have a darkened heart, yeah.
You have a darkened heart.
I do, very, very much
and
so.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will, every day.
You will stand before God in judgment
yes,
day.
Yes, I will, every day.
All of the babies that
I
you have
I love it,
killed.
I love it.
Yeah, keep tearing the babies
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, I will.
Keep tearing the babies apart.
I will.
Keep tearing the babies apart. Yeah, sir, the babies, their blood screams from the ground.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the voice? Did you see the eyes? Did you see the face? We talk about soulless. You see the teeth grinding. You guys remember the message, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Gnashing of teeth, the hatred that comes forth from these folks. Letting us know how it's playing out with Satan worship. Praying over Satan to the music industry and music that enters the ears of so many. Entering satanic messages throughout and control throughout our three-letter agencies. Finally, those that have been getting by with it for years are being taken in. Finally, we're seeing exposure beyond anything we'd ever seen before. We've got leaders standing up against all of this. And we feel and sense more and more as they continue to bring more attacks against those who we hold up as great leaders. It's an attack on all of us. It's a great reminder of what we're up against and a great reminder from Ephesians 6:12, which says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad."
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do in and through our lives, through our families. You've guided all of those that are listening in and more. In so many ways, you've answered so many prayers. We know that you're in charge of everything. You appoint leaders. You direct nations. And although we see the power that is generated from the enemy, we know that we call out to you. We stay in your word. And we receive so much of your power from the Holy Spirit, guiding and directing us in our words, our minds, our thoughts, and how we should move in each direction, how we should treat our spouses, our children, our parents. You've given us a wonderful guidebook, and we ask that you continue to remind us to read it, stay close to you, and would you continue to bring us comfort and rest through this very difficult time on the earth. At the same time, thank you for allowing us to have the ability to see how this is all playing out. We ask for continued protection over President Trump, his family, Carrie Lake, and others that we're thinking through as they're out and about fighting in the front lines for all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, I pray. Amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all of your support overall, for everything that you continue to do for us. We appreciate it if you would hit that like button and subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. Really appreciate it. And don't forget that we put all the stuff, just about everything that I talk about, in the description box below. And it really is helpful for you, because you'll go down there and you're going to say, hey, I want to grab that clip, or I want to grab that particular piece of information to help me out. And so, again, I also want to thank many of you who went over to my son's Bowling Bros YouTube channel. It's in the description box below. You can click on it. It's called Bowling Bros. And they put out great content. They're trying to make it to the PBA Tour, and I've shared with you before, they got to meet one of the number one greatest bowlers of all time, Belmonte. And recently they put on some great content about bowling stereotypes for fun, and a lot of different types of bowling balls and how they operate and work. So got a lot of shorts out there too. So if you could just give them a like and subscribe and check them out and support them, I'd really appreciate it. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.